Right, let's try that again. It's the 8th of May 2006, and this is podcast number one. We're standing in the kitchen at the moment. Marina is cooking and doing a very good job of it.
Attempting to cook.
We're having dal and rice, and as I explained in the previous attempt at this podcast, that didn't work because the pause button was activated. And
yeah, well done, Ruth.
Yeah, it was well done. It's the trouble with electronic digital recorders is that you never quite know whether it's in fact recording or not, because there's no visual, or there's a visual signal, I'm sure, but there isn't an audio one.
Which, well, you could have asked me.
Yeah, I could have.
Would you like me to see if it's recording this time?
I don't know if it'll tell you. I don't know if there's anything on the screen currently.
No, it's dark. You'd have to bring something up.
I think it is because I can feel it.
Oh, okay. What, you couldn't feel it before?
Well, it says to press the top right button, which is the record button, to take it off pause, and sometimes it doesn't seem to do it when you do it. And of course it sits there in standby mode for about 5 minutes and then turns off. But anyway, I think it's recording.
Back to the more interesting topic.
Yeah, back to the podcast.
Don't bore the men with their skulls. I'm just mixing the onions and the garlic and grated ginger in ghee butter, organic ghee butter. And apparently Haroon said that the organic ghee butter is clarified.
Well, ghee is clarified butter.
Yeah.
Clarified means that it's filtered and I think it's cooked. I think I read someplace that the process of clarifying is cleaning it, filtering it. Clarifying it.
And just so they know what we're cooking dal and rice.
Dal is an Indian dish made up of lentils or split peas. I'm sure the next Eye River will have the capability of picking up smells. This one does not. But take it from us, it smells wonderful. So yeah, dal is it's essentially a soup, but made up with spices and cooked, and it's served with rice.
And the spices are? Haroon, what are the spices?
Well, you're the cook.
Have you had a mental blank?
No.
Cumin seeds, turmeric, sea salt, straight from the sea. that's it. Yep.
Yeah. And ginger and garlic and
they're
onion.
Already in there cooking with the onion.
So, yeah, that's going to be good.
Delish!
Apologies for this recording not being in stereo. I should add that I know that podcasts sound much better in stereo, but at this point in time, I only have one microphone. So it's effectively in black and white as opposed to colour. But anyway, the next podcast will be in stereo.
And the rice that's cooking is organic basmati rice. Probably one of the nicest tasting rices. Very light and fluffy and, I don't know, it's good with lots of things, meat and or vegetables.
Yeah, it's scented rice. So I think it's got
different to jasmine.
Yeah, it is different to jasmine, but really nice. there's a little bit of clipping, I must apologise too. I think the levels are a bit high and I still haven't got my head around.
Haroon?
Yes.
Can I, the water that's left in here, can I just put it or pour it all in?
Yeah, just pour it in. Mm. And let it.
Water here.
Don't pour it all in, maybe. You might add it in like some of it in, and then as it boils down, add a bit more in. God, that smells good.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
That's just the onion and the garlic and the ginger. In the ghee butter, of course. I'm going to have to pour it all in because I can't get all of the.
Oh, yeah, pour it in.
Out. It's not working that way.
I should also point out that the music in the background is Enya.
Memory of Trees.
Memory of Trees. Yeah, it's good. It's perfect. The ticking.
No, actually, it was a torrent.
Oh, well done. Yes, good old torrents. The clicking in the background is the timer. Marina is cooking Chinese herbs for consumption.
Ugh.
And I'm glad that she's the one doing the consuming because it's like drinking a forest. A liquidized forest.
Dead leaves and dead plants. Dried up plants.
That's supposed to make her all better.
And does Haroon think it's working?
Haroon. Yes, of course Haroon thinks it's working. It's in his best interests to believe that. Well, yes, I believe it is doing much good. I have seen improvements. It's a clockwork timer, which is extremely loud. But it's good, at least you know it's working. I must say, while we're on the subject of podcasts, the space podcasts, the MySpace podcasts, have been really interesting, and I'm going to contribute one of our own. But I'm going to do that when I have the means to do it in stereo, because the mono ones are... you don't get the full effect.
Okay, the roast looks like it's done.
Wow, that's good. For those of you that have the same, that share the same obsession as I do about temperature and weather and all that kind of thing, it's currently. As you hear, about 5 minutes to nine. That's PM, of course. It's just about. It's about 12 degrees outside, according to my last check that I did. What that equates to in Fahrenheit, I'm not exactly sure, but I think it's
what have you been wiping on your nice windshield? This big white mark there, you wrecked it.
I have no idea.
It's ruined, Rune. It's a nice windshield. Nice big stain. White, like dirty, dusty hands been rubbed on it or something.
I didn't rub anything on it.
Mm.
I only just took my jacket off.
Mm. Very obvious.
Will it come off?
Don't know. It might have taken the colour out of it. Mm. Probably only know once it's washed or something.
Great.
Turn around, let me see. No, just that one big spot.
Just here.
Oh, it'd be better. It would have been better if it was on the back.
Mm.
It's huge. It's this big.
Wow. This big is about 8 inches in diameter of spillage on my nice.
Well, it looks like
wood.
Dusty, dirty hair.
Maybe that was from when I was gardening.
Oh,
But no, I had my I had my jacket on. Oh, who knows? Maybe it was there already.
Somewhere else when you were wearing it.
Yeah, maybe.
Wiping your hands on me.
Or something, maybe I spilt bleach or something, I don't know. Who knows? What was I saying? Temperature. Oh yes. I'm not sure what 12 degrees equates to in Fahrenheit. I think it's because we use real measurements over here. I think it's about 50 or something, 55 or something. I don't know. I have to work that out. It's almost winter over here, so it's cooling down. It's currently our autumn, and I was outside before picking up leaves, and filled up a whole gardening bin full of them, and it doesn't look like I've even made an impression. Oh, I suppose it does a bit. What else is there to report?
We're just watching the water and the dal and the onions and everything. They have to warm up because the water was actually cold. That the dal was the lentils just in there. It's a matter of warming it all up, cooking in that before it's ready.
So is it actually, can you hear it bubbling?
No, it's only just up.
Maybe turn the heat up a bit.
I've said that. I was just about to get to that. Oh. And I just turned it up.
When it starts bubbling, we'll get near it with a microphone and see if we can pick it up. Probably would be able to. I've been headache. No, headaches are not good. When did it start?
Well, it's sort of been hovering around since we got on the bus.
Not enough water. You need to drink more water.
I'm trying to drink
more. I need to drink more water too. I hardly drank any water. I drank stimulants all day today.
Yeah, he's a naughty boy. Doesn't know what's good for him.
Oh, that's why I couldn't drink any water, because my water container's empty.
Well, there's a whole thing of container of water here.
Well, I've run out of excuses, it seems. I'd better drink some water.
Yes, you'd better drink some water. Oh, was that you? Must have been, it wasn't me.
That was me.
Gurgling.
Right, I'm at the water. Thank you. Now, I should explain at this point, Marina is extremely health conscious.
But she goes off the deep end, especially when Haroon's around and eats chocolate like he does and all sorts of yummy things.
It's good to know that I have a lasting influence on the situation here. I'll grab a glass out of the overhead
on
cupboard.
The side.
Oh, yes. There's one. Where was I?
Water.
Yeah, I know. I was about to say something really profound, then I
about
think what it was.
The Prill water.
Oh, yes, that's what it was, the Prill water. Nice tall glass of scotch. Oh, I mean water. That's good. We don't drink enough water. I don't think any human.
I used to drink more water. I'm a bit slow.
Yeah, I've been generally good, but Prill. I still haven't quite grasped the concept of Prill beads, but
it has a purifying effect on the body, and it's They're crystals with high in magnesium, so they also have, but pure water only has low level of magnesium, so you know, it has, in larger doses, it has a relaxing effect because magnesium is a muscle relaxant.
So the prill beads, they're like in consistency,
sea, and they're salt crystals.
Oh, so they're salt crystals.
Well, something like that.
But they don't taste salty. When you taste one, they're not salty.
You're not meant to taste them.
No, but they're about, they've got the consistency of about yeah, like sea salt, sort of. They're gritty. And they're in a little cloth bag that sits in this container here, glass vessel, which is full of water. And the theory behind it suggests something like that it oxygenates and purifies the water.
And your blood when you drink it, and your whole body.
Yeah. So it's an interesting science. So it's not one I've come across before, but it's got something to it, it seems. And I think it does something to the water's pH, although I'm not...
It does. It makes it alkaline.
Yeah, which...
Very alkaline. It definitely does that.
Yeah, which would explain why you have to clean them every now and again, because, as you know, alkalinity supports algae and things. That makes sense.
It supposedly disables all the algae.
So that's yeah. So what I was getting at before was Marina has introduced me to organic and prill water and all that kind of interesting stuff, which I didn't know anything about before, or wasn't interested in knowing anything about before, probably more the case. It's ironic, you don't realise how hungry you are until you start smelling really nice cooked food, especially when you're not cooking it. Someone else is cooking it, you're always hungry. That's why a lot of chefs are skinny, I reckon, because they seem to get sustenance just from the smell of their food. And I suppose they're always grazing, just picking on things as they're eating. How much time has that thing got left?
It's got
still about 20 minutes.
A bit under 20 left. Minutes.
Hmm.
Why, is it driving you batty?
No, but it'll probably be driving those that are listening to the podcast batty, but anyway, that's just the way it goes.
It's a test of patience and tolerance.
Sounds like a bomb. Like the old time bombs that you used to get in movies and things.
Oh, bang. Just went off.
Yeah. This is a somewhat more serious podcast to my last one. For those of you that haven't had a chance to listen to my last podcast, please.
Oh, crap.
That was the stirring spoon, ladle thing, being dropped on the floor. The last podcast, for those of you that didn't hear it, was two. Myself and some friends.
Which friends were they?
Will and Zoe did a podcast of feeding a glass jar through an incinerator and blowing up a light bulb in a microwave oven. And it was really quite amusing. And I thought that I should do one of a slightly more serious nature this time.
Sober, you mean?
No, the other one I was quite sober as well. At least I think I was.
No, I don't mean you sober, the topic is not sober.
Oh yeah, this one's a bit more serious. This is just a general hello podcast, basically. One of the other podcasts that I am going to submit, and it's a pity that I didn't record it a few days ago, but I'd mentioned to Larry that I'm going to do a podcast of repairing a motor vehicle. Being a motor mechanic, he was kind of interested in that, so I thought, yeah, I should do that. I've only just had my eye river for about 2 weeks, and I'm still getting my head around it. I'm using the Rockbox software, and generally I think it's okay. I think it's got a bit of work to go, but seems to be all right. The version that I'm currently running is the one dated the 9th of March, I think. I've tried later ones, but they seem a bit buggy, so I went back to this one. I've got to learn, I'd like to learn how to use its internal one, the non-Rockbox one, but I've got to, I don't know if someone has put out I think someone did a podcast on using the iRiver. I'll have to look that one up because it was quite good, if I remember. But yeah, it's a matter of discounting menus and memorizing where they are and so forth.
I want to check to see whether you think this is thick enough in consistency and yep. Cooked enough for the meal.
Yes, I think that's a good idea.
I think it just about is there. It's all nice and soupy.
Hang on.
Watch, you'll burn that earplug or whatever it is.
Oh yeah, that one. Oh yeah, that feels perfect.
Yeah?
Yeah, I reckon that's done.
Maybe. So do I. What?
Yeah, no, I think that's done. I think that's perfect.
It's soupy enough.
Yeah, you wouldn't want it. I was going to say maybe just leave it for another
a little bit longer.
5 minutes or something.
Yeah, I'll just stir it. What do you want to put on simmer? A bit lower again. It's not up very high.
No, I reckon that's all right.
Just if I let it go and don't stir.
It boils dry very quickly.
Don't stir, it'll stick to the bottom. Well, it's a stainless steel pot, which means the aluminium won't leach into it, because it's not an aluminium pot.
Or
it won't make your brain dead that way.
I'm not going to get into that one.
No, don't.
Aluminium. Yeah, that's interesting. There was some big article on that a little while ago. There seems to be a few schools of thought about aluminium cookware or aluminium cookware. There's been some interesting podcasts coming out from the UK of late. One of my favourites was Andre Louis' Errands in London, which I thought was really great. It's really interesting hearing. Oh, and I heard another one this morning. What was her name? She did one on her space and her home, and she's a collector of bells and music boxes. And that was great. And wind chimes, the best wind chimes I've heard ever. I reckon podcasts are far more interesting than television and things like that, because it's like reality audio. It's like real. It's like, you know, like when someone takes you for a tour through your house, through their house, it's like you're really there. And, you know, you can cover any topic you like.
And you can do it in the nude and no one would know.
Good one. Not unless you tell them. Yeah, it's a thought. Maybe it's a thought we should leave well alone. This is a censored podcast.
Not if I have anything to do with it.
Yeah, the next podcast Marina's going to do on her own.
In the nude.
Mm. In the bath. I think that's kind of about it for this one. There's nothing earth-shattering that I can...
That the rice, all you do now is put the rice in, and then you put several spoonfuls of dal, and you have a meal.
Yeah,
very nutritious one.
It is extremely nutritious. I should have explained a little more about the actual preparation, but we'll do a recipe podcast at some stage and go through the detail a bit better. It was a bit
hodgepodge.
Yeah, it was a bit hodgepodge. That's a good word, that. But anyway, that's good. I guess that's about all that I can think of for the moment. If anyone wants to get in contact with me directly, you can do so through the Blind Cool Tech list, or you can contact my private email, which is Haroon, H-A-R-O-O-N, at ratbaggy, that's ratbaggy.net. That's Haroon at ratbaggy.net. So yeah, feel free to post comments or ask questions or give me any suggestions that you feel are worthy. Even, yeah, whatever. So at this point I'll sign off and...
yes, because you're about to eat.
I am. I'm about to have dinner. And we all know what munching sounds like, so... You don't need to hear that. So I'll sign off for now, and I'll probably put another one up in a couple of days' time. Till then.